Going now to Cape York in Queensland, a group of traditional owners have had their claim against the Cape York Land Council dismissed by the federal court today due to a lack of evidence. Larry Woosop brought the case on behalf of the Cape York Alliance, a group that claims to speak on behalf of 152 traditional owners in the Cape, about the Land Council's supposed failure to consult over its huge native title claim. The council had already hit back against the allegations, saying they were unfounded. The Alliance and the council spoke to us earlier.
The Cape York Land Council lodged a huge native title claim over a vast amount of country in Cape York. Been done from the eyes of many individuals in Cape York, has been done not to protect our property rights, not to protect our cultural heritage rights, and the native title status of the one claim, to negotiate on behalf of relevant traditional owners in Cape York.
Chair of the Cape York Alliance, Don DeBouche. The Cape York Land Council rejects these allegations, saying they held extensive consultations with traditional owners over a four-month period after sending out 6,000 personal letters to traditional owners. The council says 550 of those people attended meetings for the claim, and all but two voted for it. Chair of the council, Richie R. Matt, says several of those opposing the one claim were actually present at the meetings to do with it.
Last year, mate, last year, 6,000 letters were sent to individual traditional owners who we think have connection to Cape York. All right? Mr. Donny DeBouche was one of those people who was sent one of those letters. Our record shows that. Now, you know, for the other people who have signed this petition, they were actually at meetings of one claim in and around the Cape. There were traditional owners who signed the application to challenge the one claim were actually present at one claim meetings. Every single meeting was advertised in the regional papers. Every single meeting was talked about on radio. Every single meeting was put up on the poster boards of the Shire Councils in Cape York. Mate, you couldn't move anywhere in Cape York without running into the one claim process.
Was Larry Woosop one of those people who had signed off on it?
Yes. Larry was at one claim meetings. We had a summit this year in Cairns where Larry and 90 other traditional owners came to talk about a new way forward for Cape York, mining, native title, economic development, all of that stuff, mate. They were there. There was not one objection.
The Alliance are opposing the moves of the Land Council on the basis it doesn't properly allow for the operation of traditional law. Here's Chair Don DeBouche.
The core principle around decision-making in traditional terms is that no man or woman can speak for another person's traditional homeland. Nine signatories on the current blanket native title claim, or the Cape York Land Council claim, native title claim one, there's not a broad enough recognition of the lands and waters in between where the nine signatories can speak for legally under traditional law.
Around 45% of the Cape was already under native title before the one claim was lodged. The claim, which could be determined as early as next year, will take in the rest of the area and will give traditional owners compulsory negotiating rights with companies in the area. The total size of the claim is over 140,000 square kilometres. Richie R. Matt says the claim will force governments to include Indigenous people in any future developments in the region.
Just this year, the state government was going to extend or do bitumen sections on the Peninsula Development Road. 2 years ago, when all the maintenance money came in from the federal government to the state to do sections of the Peninsula Development Road, there was not one Indigenous business, not one Indigenous person employed. But the millions of dollars that had been poured into Cape York, just on the PDR. With the one claim, mate, governments have to sit down with traditional owners to negotiate a pathway for the extension or the development of new sections of the bitumen road.
Richie R. Matt, who is the chair of the Cape York Land Council, ending that report.